Yeah, actually, I'm sitting here with Emily, and she's talking about how much she really likes it here, because I was asking her how come it always seems like you come around here during the summer. What's up with that, Emily?
Well, we love it here. Actually, Amy and I both like heat a lot. We like to sweat. But we do summer shed tours, and so this is just always part of the routing, and we really don't mind it. We're going to San Diego tomorrow, though. It's going to be way different.
Now, this kind of ties in with that Shaming of the Sun CD. Now, what's the title? What is that? Something to do with that interest in heat?
Nice segue there. You're a pro. Actually, the title Shaming of the Sun came from a book of Native American legends and myths, and more than anything, we liked the sound of it. We thought it was evocative, and there were certain things in the myth that reminded me of me and Amy and our lives and things we're interested in, so we picked it.
You hit on two things I wanted to talk about. You and Amy, together for at least 10 years. How many years have you known each other?
Since we were in elementary school. So I'm 33 now, and I met Amy when I was 9 or 10. So, you know, over 20 years we've known each other.
You know, you realize that a lot of friendships don't ever really last that long. And it's amazing, a tribute, you know, to both of you that you've lasted this long, especially in a working environment also.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, not only that a friendship doesn't usually last that long, but to work together is crazy. But I think, you know, we have a certain yin-yang thing going on with our personalities. We're very different, and we write differently, so we get to experience each other's music, and we keep our own space from each other when we're off the road, and have a very deep respect and love for each other. We're like family.
Does it ever amaze you how much you know each other when sometimes you're thinking on the same level?
I think we still surprise each other at times, you know, because our personalities are so, so different, but it's just been a great relationship over all these years, so I hope it continues for a long time.
I think it will, definitely. Now, Native American activism is something that you've been really involved in, and I see Keith Sokola is actually opening, who is a native here of Phoenix in the area. How did you get involved with the Native American activism?
We did an Honor the Earth, that's our campaign. We did an Earth Day show several years ago, and Amy met Winona LaDuke, who's a Native American activist who lives in a reservation in Minnesota, and they started talking about how we could just pool our resources and get some good work done, and then we just got to know different members of the Native American communities, and they're fighting all these frontline environmental battles against multinational corporations, and they're winning some of them too. So Amy and I made a commitment to do an Honor the Earth tour every time we go out and do a tour. So we're getting ready to do one this September.
And you also put out a CD with a lot of big names on it, like Toad the Wet Sprocket and Matthew Sweet. Who else was on that?
Soul Asylum, a bunch of Native American groups, Indigenous, and Keith Sokola. John Trudell, Bonnie Raitt, just a bunch of great artists. That was to sort of keep the campaign going, bridge the gap. It's to raise money for these grassroots environmental groups and Native Americans who are trying to keep their communities sustainable and give a message to all of us about how we can think about our relationship with the earth. So that's what Honor is about.
That CD is still available also.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely available, and it's on Amy's record label, which is Damon Records. So.
Has she put out any other artists on that label?
She's got a bunch of artists. A lot of them are local Atlanta artists. There's a band she's got out now called Lift from Atlanta. It's really hot. We just did a week of touring shows with them. And a woman named Danielle Howell. And she put out a record by James Hall, who went out and got signed by a major. Just a bunch of people, great artists.
Do you both still live in the Atlanta, Georgia area?
Yep, it's home.
Definitely. You haven't thought about moving away? Or
sometimes when I think, God, this place is great. I could live here. Or I could live here. I could live in the desert. I swear I could. But then I think,
we'd love to have you.
I'd miss the green, I think, and I'd probably miss the humidity. I hate to admit it.
That's amazing. Anybody missing the humidity? I can't even imagine. Now, you've recorded this record in a few different places. How come you move around while recording the record?
Well, originally the idea for doing that was to just pick up the so-called vibe of a place. You know, Austin is different from Nashville, is different from Atlanta, and we thought maybe some of the environment of the local area would seep into the record. I don't know if that actually happened, but we spent a lot of time in Austin. That's a great town, another town where we love to play. And even though there were technical difficulties involved in moving around, in the end, I'm glad we did it that way.
Right. Now, you also have some special guests on your CDs, many of your CDs, including your most recent one. Tell us who's on the most recent CD, Shaming of the Sun.
Well, we've got Steve Earle, who performed on Shame on You, and he's great. Great storyteller, great voice and harmonica part. And then we had local bands play. Michael Arant is back. He's sung and played on other records. A band from Atlanta called Smoke played the track for Hey Kind Friend. And Eulalie, who's three Native American women who added those great background harmonies to three of the songs. And we also did a couple weeks of touring with them recently.
And to find somebody to do harmonies with you, they've got to be mighty good, huh?
I mean, they blow me away. I'm in awe. Some of the songs I don't even want to do as much anymore since they're not touring with us. They just made it special. They're on the Honor CD as well.
I've got to ask if maybe we might be blessed with maybe a special guest or two tonight.
I don't know. Is there a rumor going? Is there a rumor going around? What have you heard? Tell me.
I'm just never sure who you might have shown up with. Now, Sarah is your bass player, right?
Yeah.
She was, most people would be familiar with her from that B-52's video, Love Shack, right? She's been with you for a while, hasn't she?
Sarah's played with us since 91. She's also most recently played with Ani DeFranco and B-52's Gang of Four, League of Gentlemen. She's Thompson Twins. She's been around for a long time, and she's still awesome. And Jerry Murata on drums, and Josh Siegel, we're borrowing him from his own band called The Borrowers. So, I don't know, surprise guest. Well, Keith's going to sing with us.
Okay, see, there you go. Now, I have to tell this fact that I was just informed this, that in 1989, you were nominated for Best New Artist. And tell everybody who you lost to.
We lost to Milli Vanilli.
What I want to know is, since they had to revoke it from Milli Vanilli, I think they should have awarded it to you guys.
You know, I don't think they made any plans for, I don't think they expected what happened to them, so they made no plans to reaward it. But, you know, it's just one of those things that happened to happen during our year, and that's okay. It doesn't matter.
It's certainly an interesting distinction in your history, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, they say that Best New Artist can be a curse, so that award can be a curse. So, you know, for better or for worse, it's not that important to us.
I've heard that, too. I want to catch one more thing before we send it back to Jim. You were actually in the film Boys on the Side performing. How was that? Was that fun working in a movie set situation?
It was fun. It was great to meet some of the actors and actresses. Like Whoopi Goldberg is just as wonderful as you'd imagine.
Cool, and yeah.
Very cool. We shot a week of it in Tucson, outside of Tucson, in the desert. And that's a great city. Mm-hmm. First time I'd really spent time there. And it was a lot of waiting around, you know, but we got a trailer with our own little name on it. And, you know, got to see live scorpions in the desert. It was cool. Very cool.
You definitely liked the desert, and you played up in Sedona also one time with Jackson Browne, didn't you?
Yeah, we've done that and we've also played with Neil Young at the Bridge School Benefit and the Verde Valley School Benefit is what we did with Jackson. So we've been in this area a lot, love it a lot.
And I know your fans, even though you're here tonight, can they look forward to maybe seeing you again really soon?
I hope so. I mean, we tour a lot, it seems like. We're doing some Lilith Fair dates, but they're not in this part of the country, so
right.
We'll be on the East Coast, and we're always around, though. We still love playing, so we're bound to be back soon.
Emily, thank you so much for taking the time with us. I'm going to send it back to Jim Sharp. It's Leah Miller live from the Mace Amphitheater. The Indigo Girls are tonight at the Mace Amphitheater. 7 p.m. is start time. It's 101.5 KZON.